Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode's brought to you by... Well, this episode's actually going to be brought to you by a company that I've been using for a while, and I want to let everybody know about. It's called DollarShaveClub.com, and normally I'm not a big fan of putting advertisers out there unless they actually pay me, but I want to let everybody know that Dollar Shave Club actually works, especially for men is their main demographic that they're going to. It's actually who mainly listens to my show, but women can use it also. Their main thing is that why pay so much for razors? And that's something that, you know, every guy and woman has to worry about. The main thing is that they're great blades for $1 a month. You can get two blades, so you get four cartridges, two blades for $1 a month. You gotta pay for shipping and handling. They also have the plan, which is the one I'm on, which you get four blades, four cartridges that are, I think I pay $6 a month for that. So it's well worth the price. It's really cheap. That one includes shipping. Go to otrwesterns.com/shave. And again, otrwesterns.com/shave. Check it out. See if you guys like it. Try it. It doesn't hurt to try it. Give it one shot. See if it's good. I promise you, it's probably going to be the last razor you'll ever buy. And I love it. Especially, I have to shave every day for work, and it's definitely good. So let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date's May 5th, 1955, and the title is Hot-Headed Sheepherder. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Here's adventure! Here's romance! Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Bavano.
The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid in our gripping story, The Hot-Headed Sheepherder. In the days of the Old West, there was nothing unusual about an orthodox discovery of gold. But when gold was found in the mouth of a sheep, that was quite another matter. At the time of our story, a strange chain of events started when Miss Nona Terry, spunky little postmistress of the town of Nugget, met the marriage proposal of one Blinker McKay with these words.
Blinker, I'd say yes in a minute, except for that blasted temper of yours. But I ain't going to marry a man who flies off the handle about every least little thing. I'll tell you what, if you can get that temper of yours under control in the next 3 months, ask me again. If you can't, don't.
And some 3 months later, still in the town of Nugget, two horsemen ride down the single street.
This town of Nugget received its name, Pancho, because years ago a large gold nugget was found here.
Just one large gold nugget, Cisco?
As far as I know, only one was found, in spite of all the prospecting that followed.
And anyway, Pancho likes this little town, Cisco.
Oh, see, so do I, Pancho, very much indeed. We have many good friends here in Nugget.
Hey, Cisco, Pancho.
Oh, they're one of the good friends now, Cisco. Standing in the Nona.
Si. Hold up, hold.
Oh, look, hold, look,
what is
this, Señorita Nona?
What is this, Señorita Nona?
It's good to see you again.
Well, it's very good to see you two again. Where are you bound this time?
Oh, as usual, Señorita, nowhere in particular. We merely came back here to Nugget to see our friends.
You and our friends see yours, no?
That's right, Pancho. But say, you two would be willing to do a lady a favor.
You have but to name the favor, Señorita.
Well, I wish you'd ride out to Blinker's camp and see how he's getting along.
Blinker?
Blinker McKay?
That's right.
Ooh.
He's herding sheep out in the North Range.
He is herding sheep?
That's just what he's doing, Cisco. You see, he's trying to get that temper he has under control so he can ask me to marry him. And he kind of figures a solitary life of a sheep herder would help him get it under control.
Oh, I see. And you, Señorita, are hoping he does get his temper under control?
Well, yes, I am, Cisco. Blinker may be an odd critter, but I like him.
If you like him, senorita, he's not a hard critter.
By all means, Pancho and I will ride out to the North Range, senorita. And for his own sake as well as yours, I hope Senor Blinker has become calm and peaceful.
Look at them blasted sheep, Cal. Ruining good cattle grazing ground.
Every confounded sheep man ought to be ridden out of the country on a rail. Pretty soon at this rate, there won't be no more cattle left for us to rustle.
Then what are we going to do?
Blessed if I know. Get a job somewhere, I suppose. Some dratted sheep.
Yeah, but that don't alter the fact that I like a leg of mutton once in a while. Where's that sheep here?
Can't see him anywhere, Smoke. Probably over on the other side of the ridge.
Let's pick out a couple of fat ones, Cal.
Yeah, the rest of the boys like mutton as well as we do.
Yeah, these two sheep nearest us look pretty good. Let's take them.
Fair enough, Smoke.
Now, let's load them onto our horses and get going.
Yeah, that herd will be showing up in a minute or two.
If he says anything, we'll gun him down, too. Hey, Cal.
Huh?
Look here, quick. Look in the mouth of this sheep. Ain't them flecks of gold on his teeth?
By thunder, they are.
Now, we're in blazes.
There's gold in the mouth of this sheep, too. Well, I never heard of nothing like this before.
They must have been close cropping over surface deposits, Cal.
Yeah, but where?
That's the question. Maybe this rangeland stretches for 100 miles, maybe 200.
You suppose the sheep herder knows about this?
I don't know, but be nice to him, Cal. At least he knows the rangeland where these sheep have grazed. If we play this right, we may be rich men in another month.
What was that? You two hombres trying to stampede my sheep?
Hey, Smokers, Blinker McKay.
Oh, so you killed a couple of them, did you? Why, you ornery two-legged coyotes.
Take it easy, Blinker. We'll pay for them.
Yeah, we didn't know they was your sheep, Blinker.
You bet you'll pay for them, you sneaking low-down buzzards. Making me lose my temper like this, too. Just when I was getting it under control. I'll show you. I'll beat the everlasting daylight.
Hey, cut it out, Blinker. We don't want to hurt you, but we sure'll have to if you keep this up.
Kill my sheep, will you? Why, you ding-toed, wall-eyed, knock-kneed maverick.
Grab his arms from behind, Cal.
I got him.
Now cut it out, Blinker, and listen to me. Cal and me are going to pay you $10 apiece for these two sheep, which is more than they're worth on the range.
And later on, when you calm down, we'll come around to talk to you.
Yeah. Cal and me is getting interested in sheep. Here's your $20. I'll put it right in your pocket.
All right. You can let me go now. You're mighty lucky I let you off so easy.
That's right, Blinker. We sure are.
We'll just take these two sheep along, seeing as we've paid for them. See you later, Blinker.
Yeah, and mighty soon, too. Get up.
Get up.
Come to think of it, maybe they let me off mighty easy. Them two hombres are bad. Now, what in tarnation was they so all-fired polite about? That's what I'd like to know.
Tell you what we'll do, Cal.
Huh?
As soon as it gets dark, we'll call around at Blinker's camp. Get him to tell us just where these sheep have grazed. Might be a rich vein under it.
Well, maybe you're right, and... Hey, who are those two riders?
I don't know. Whoa! We'll look him over from here.
They're riding out towards Blinker's camp.
Say, that's the Cisco Kid and his partner. I recognize that big horse of his. And that fancy gear.
You suppose that's where they're heading?
I don't know. But it might be better for us if they didn't get there. Maybe Cisco's in this country in connection with that gold somehow or other.
I was just thinking the same thing. Let's turn him around, Smoke, and head him the other way.
Where are you hombres going?
I notice you two have ridden your horses across the trail. Pancho and I would like room to pass.
I asked you where you was going.
Why do you care where we go, hombre? It is our own business. Either you get out of the way... We will ride you down.
He ride us down, Smoke. You sure better not try it.
You not know much about Cisco, hombre. Cisco say he do something. He do something.
Up, Diablo. Come down off that horse, Cisco. With pleasure, hombre.
You too, Fatty.
Who'd you call Fatty? Fatty? How'd you like Pancho fall on your stomach, no?
Since you want to fight, we will fight. But I do not understand your reason. You're blocking that trail.
I ain't explaining nothing to you, Cisco.
You have a good punch, hombre, but not quite good enough.
Pancho, I think that hombre wants to fight some more.
How about that one, Pancho, huh?
He not get the breath back since Pancho fall on him, Cisco.
All right, get up on your feet, you. Easy, Cisco. No more fighting for me.
Just as you say. But next time, perhaps you will think twice before starting a fight for no reason at all. Come, Pancho, let us be going.
What happened to you, Cal?
Pancho happened to him, hombre.
You certainly did, Pancho. That there is no doubt. Up, Diablo, come on.
Go now. Go.
That fat one must weigh 2 tons.
Yeah. And that Cisco kid hits like a pile driver. But that settles his hash, Cal.
What do you mean?
I mean, no man beats me up and lives to tell about it. I'm rounding up the gang. We're going to get that Cisco kid.
What about Blinker?
I ain't going to fool no more with him neither. If he wants to keep on living, he's going to tell us exactly where them sheep of his have been grazing. Now, come on. Let's go round up the gang.
There, Senor Blinker, Pancho. Ho, diablo.
Ho, loco, ho. He's here. Now, Cisco.
Si, Pancho. What is this, Senor Blinker?
What, Senor Blinker?
Well, I'll be a lamb fricassee if it ain't the Cisco kid and Pancho.
He'll be a lamb fricassee, Cisco.
Hey, Senor Blinker.
A lamb fricassee.
So, you are now running sheep, eh? How are you getting along?
Oh, pretty well, Cisco, I guess. Don't care much for sheep, though. Kind of dull and uninteresting.
No chance to get mad, no?
Well, I sure got mad about a half hour ago, Pancho. A couple of hombres shot down 2 sheep of mine.
Say, we met those hombres. They had their sheep slung across their horses. But we said nothing about that since it was none of our business.
Oh, they paid for the sheep, all right. They was nice as pie, both of them. And that's what I can't understand, because ordinarily they're two of the roughest, toughest hombres in this part of the country.
You mean the ones called Cal and Smoke?
Yeah. Why, they quieted down just like that the minute I arrived. Of course, I was blazing mad, but...
Maybe they're afraid of you, Senor Blinker.
Nope, that wasn't it, Pancho.
No, neither.
First, I thought it might be, but I ain't that tough.
Then for some reason, they must have been trying to get on the good side of you.
Well, that's just it. But why? You're just a couple of crooks and cattle rustlers always looking for the easy way to make money.
They think you got your monies?
Well, everybody knows I ain't got money, outside of about enough to get married on, if Nono will have me.
Oh, I think she will, Senor. Pancho and I report to her that you have calmed down a great deal. In fact, we will start back right now.
Well, that's mighty nice to hear, Cisco. But you just got here.
Oh, we'll be back again sometime later on. In fact, we might return before dark. So, until we see you again, hasta la vista.
Hasta la vista.
Come, Pancho, let us go.
No, Senor Blinker, I, Cisco. We not visit him long.
No, Pancho, we did not.
A little bit.
You know that business of those hombres paying him for those sheep interests me. Why should they want to get on the good side of him?
Why? Why, Cisco? Why?
Well, that is just the question I do not know the answer to. And if possible, we will find out the answer, Pancho.
You ride back to the town now?
Not just yet, amigo.
Not just yet.
Instead, we'll make a big circle and come upon Senor Blinker's camp from another direction. For I had a feeling that while we were at his camp, that we were being watched.
Maybe somebody watches from that old sheep camp, Cisco.
No, I do not think so. That old camp has not been used in a long time, Pancho.
Maybe someone watches from those pinion trees ahead. Not have to be soldiers because Pancho says so.
Down off your horse quickly, Pancho.
Quickly, Pancho. Santa, those bullets come close to Pancho.
Run for the old sheep camp.
Won't do it over the run, Pancho. We've got to get surrounded.
Oh. This camp, not much protection, Cisco.
It is all we have, amigo, so we may as well make the best of it. Down flat on the floor and draw your guns. You're going to have plenty of chance to use them.
And Cisco is right. Surrounded by the bandit gang, our friends cannot escape the forthcoming gun battle. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid.
Oh,
Now back to the Cisco Kid and our gripping story, The Hot-Headed Sheepherder. When Cisco and Pancho, at the request of Nona Terry, rode out to the sheep range to see if her would-be fiancé, Blinker McKay, had learned to control his temper, they were attacked on an attempted dry gulch by Smoke Tenney and his gang. Taking refuge in an old sheep camp, our friends do not know that Smoke has found flecks of gold in the teeth of two of the sheep, that he is determined to kill anyone who he thinks knows about it. Hence the attack on Cisco and Pancho. Now.
Hey, walls of this camp not stop those bullets, Cisco.
Stay flat on the floor, Pancho.
But Pancho not can stay flat, Cisco. Pancho not a flat kind of hombre.
All right, boys, hold your fire. You, Cisco.
Say, Pantero, what is on your mind?
You ain't got a chance of getting away. My boys got you surrounded.
The second part of your statement may be true, but the first is not.
Come out of there with your hands up, and I'll let you two hombres live.
You are very kind, Pantero. But as far as you are concerned, Pancho and I intend to keep right on living.
I tell you, you ain't got a chance, Cisco.
That is for us to say.
Well, we'll show you how much of a chance you got. Open up on them, boys. And don't stop shooting till they're both full of lead.
Howdy, Miss Nona.
Well, good afternoon, Sheriff. Calling in after mail, are you?
Yeah, partly.
At this moment, I'll go take a look. Nope. Sorry, Sheriff, but there ain't a thing for you today.
Well, the other reason I called in here at the post office, Miss Nona, was to ask if the Cisco Kid and Pancho wasn't here in town some hours ago.
Reckon they were, Sheriff.
My deputy told me he thought he saw him talking with you.
That's right. Why? They done anything?
Oh, only reason I'm asking is I feel kind of hurt Cisco didn't call around and say hello to me. Usually does when he's in town.
I guess you can blame that on me. I sent him and Pancho right out to the North Range to see how Blinker was getting along.
Oh.
Seems as if they should be back by now. See, Sheriff, why don't you and I ride out there?
Out where? Oh, to the North Range?
Yeah. That'll give me a chance to see for myself how Blinker's making out, and you can see Cisco and Pancho.
Well, it'll be mighty nice to have the pleasure of your company on a ride like that, Miss Nona, but, well, wouldn't Blinker object? He knows I used to come a-courting.
Object? No, we better not. Whole reason for us being out there is to get control of his temper. What do you say, Sheriff?
Well, sure. Sure thing. Let's go, Miss Nona. I'll go get the buckboard from the livery stable. Sure, by all means. Let's go.
Hey, Smoke.
What do you want?
There's dust rising over there to the south. Can't make out whether it's riders or what it is.
Dust, eh? I'll go have a look.
Wherever it is, they're headed north towards Blinker's Range. Now, you can get a look at it, Smoke. See?
Yeah. It's a long way off, Cal, but I'd say it was a couple of riders. Or maybe a wagon.
Who do you suppose it can be?
You got me, but I sure don't want them to get out to Blinker's.
Well, you and me and a couple of the boys could ride over and intercept them. There's a pass over that way, and if they had to be gargoyles...
Yeah, that's an idea, Cal. We'll tell the boys to keep that Cisco Kid and his partner pinned down, and we'll start out at once.
Cisco, Pancho think the bandidos got to leave.
One or two of them may ride away, Pancho. I doubt very much if all of them will.
Where they go?
No idea, amigo. But if I were to make a guess...
What you guess? What you guess?
I would say they are getting ready to call on Senor Blinker. See. Four of them rode away, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
There must be someone coming from the town. And those bandidos are riding to stop them.
Troubles for somebody, no?
See. Now, who would be riding out toward Blinker's range?
Saint Lisa Nona might go to see Senor Blinker.
Yes, she might. Perhaps she is wondering why you and I have not returned to town.
Mm-hmm.
But whoever it is, Pancho, they should be warned about those bandidos. Otherwise, they may be killed.
How will we get away from here, Cisco? We not can walk up to our horses.
The only way I know of, Pancho, is to call our horses to us. Then, with the flying mount, if luck is with us, we will get away.
Pancho take the chance as Cisco do.
Very well, amigo. There's a small clump of mesquite out in front of the sheep camp. Maybe just enough to spoil the aim of those banditos. All right, come on, Pancho.
Diablo!
Logo!
Come on, Diablo, faster!
Come on, Logo, faster!
Get away! That is just you're going to try to do. I may help you.
Go!
Draw your gun, Pancho. We may have to shoot our way out of this.
Pancho, draw the gun. Pancho, let him have your bullwhip.
Come on, Bruce. Get on your way. Never see if I can smash the dust of that rifle for you, hombre.
Hurry! Bueno, Cisco. Hombre, not use that rifle for some time.
Now, I think we are out of danger. Pancho, up, Gabriel.
Oh, Guana.
Can you tell who it is now, Smoke?
I can as soon as I get these field glasses lined up on them.
Kind of looks like a buckboard to me.
That's just what it is, Cal. And who do you suppose is riding in that buckboard?
I don't know.
It's the sheriff and the postmistress.
Postmistress, huh? Ain't there talk of her marrying Blinker?
Yeah. Them two are heading right out to Blinker's place you're shooting.
Well?
We can't afford to let them get there. Get down off your horses, boys. We'll drag out you when they come up through this pass.
Hombres come this way, Cisco.
According to the tracks they did, Pancho. You'd better stop right here in this stand of trees to talk things over. Oh, Diablo.
Slow down, loco. What do we talk over, Cisco?
This little ravine leads up to the pass, Pancho, which is perhaps 100 feet above us. The road from the town comes through that pass. So unless I'm greatly mistaken, the bandidos are up there.
Well, we may as well leave our horses right here. Just like Cisco say. But, Cisco,
see?
It'd be easy to ride to the top of the pass and walk.
The easier way is not always the best way, Chico.
No?
If those bandidos are up there, they would hear our horses. Come, we'll walk up this ravine and quietly.
Yes, it's so quiet. Not far from Senor Blinker's sheep range here, Cisco.
No, not far. Wait, Pancho.
Wait.
Caught a glimmer of something ahead through the brush.
What you catch?
Might be the sunshine and metal. Yeah, you wait here. I'll go and see what it is.
Santos, come here, Pancho.
Look like a sheep skull to Pancho. Dragged in here by coyotes, no?
Look at the teeth in that skull, Pancho. Look closely.
Well, Pancho be a lamb fricassee. It's gold.
That is just exactly what it is, amigo. These sheep of Senor Blinker's must have been grazing over an alluvial deposit.
Where did the deposit?
Deposits left in the milling of a glacier.
Oh?
Now I begin to understand why those bandidos were so friendly to Senor Blinker after they examined the sheep they shot.
Why, Cisco?
Because they want to find out where the sheep picked up this gold. But enough of this for the time being. Let us get up to the pass. Draw your gun, Pancho. You may need to use it.
Yes, Cisco.
The bandidos are just up ahead of us, Chico. From here on, make no noise.
Hold your fire till I give the word, boys. Then get them both.
Woman, too, huh?
That's right. Get ready now. They're getting close.
But we are closer than they, hombre.
What the...
I have you covered.
You got you covered too, hombre.
Drop that gun, Bonito. Drop it, I say. You always do the same. Drop those guns.
Guess we got no choice, boys.
Just tell me one thing, Cisco. How in thunder did you hombres get away?
I will tell you nothing, Bonito. Pick up their guns, Pancho.
Yes, Cisco.
Who now? Hey, who's ahead up there? Up in that path.
He's all right, Senor Sheriff. Come right ahead.
Where's Cisco, Sheriff?
So, you've taken us prisoners, have you, Cisco? I don't agree!
Pancho, what's the rest of these hombres?
Yeah.
It seems I have some trouble on my hands.
You bet your life you have.
Very well, if you want to fight with your fist, we will do so.
Hey, two against one. Hey,
she's going to mind that, Sheriff. Will the bandidos go down? Two bandidos go down. Fight all over, no?
I will turn these bandidos over to you, Senor Sheriff. There are four of them here. Pancho and I will help you round up the rest of the gang if you wish.
Is Blinker all right, Cisco?
The last we saw, he was very much all right.
Yes, see for yourself if Senor Blinker all right. Here he is now.
Oh. Say, what in thunder was all that shooting I heard a while back? I was... Well, Nona.
Howdy, Blinker.
Well, I sure am powerful glad to see you. Yes, ma'am. Say, whose buckboard's that you're sitting in?
It's mine, Blinker.
Well, by thunder, trying to steal my gal, are you, Sheriff? Why, you sawed-off, double-jointed little squirt. Take off that star and I'll beat it off.
No, Blinker.
Senor Blinker, your temper. You had better think twice.
I'll kick the living daylights out of you. Oh, shucks. Guess I better go back on that sheep range for another 3 months.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Then you're blinking. I go back in the sheep range for 3 more months.
No, Senorita Nona forgave him that little display of temper.
Pancho thinks he look glad when he gets mad.
Well, that is because women like a little bit of jealousy, Pancho.
A little bit.
So things turned out nicely for Senor Blinker and the Senorita.
What if they not turn out nicely, Cisco?
Well, in that case, the sheriff would have been next in line for the Senorita's hand.
Next in line?
Si.
Pancho not like to think of next in line.
You do not like to think of it, amigo?
No, because one time Salvador and Pancho go to the city, Cisco.
You and Salvador went to the city, si.
We tried to go to a theater in the city, too, Cisco.
You tried to go to a theater?
Uh-huh.
But did you not get to the theater?
No, Cisco. A big line in front of the ticket window. Hombre say, go to the end of the line.
Well, did you and Salvador go to the end of the line?
I could go to the end of the line, Cisco.
Why not?
Because somebody already there.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. And we're also on Twitter, OTRWesterns.com/Twitter. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Don't forget to rate this show on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This episode's copyright under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Hope you enjoy. Again, thanks for listening, and have a great day.